Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is the totally unauthorized Minecraft fan show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Zoe.
Leo.
Miles.
Stella.
Zach.
Dahlia.
Hi, my name is Reese.
Hi, my name is Gloria.
Minecraft survival mode can be tough, especially in the beginning when you have nothing. How do you survive your first night? You have no place to sleep, nothing to eat, no tools, no weapons, no armor, and no building materials. Soon it will be night and the mobs will come. So, what do you do?
On my first game of Minecraft, I didn't really know what to do. So I just started testing out stuff, like punching the ground and seeing what it would do. Then I got a dirt block, and then I placed it down. Then I started punching trees.
Wait, punching trees? Don't you need an axe to cut down a tree?
Actually, no, because to make an axe, you have to craft it, and you need wood to craft an axe.
When you start out, your hands are your only tool. So go ahead, punch a tree.
Because if you don't punch trees, then you basically have no materials.
Once you get some wood, you can build other things.
I think that you should probably get wood first and make a crafting table as fast as you can.
Soon, you'll want to build a house.
So, to get the wood to make the walls of the house you need, you probably need to harvest, 8 trees. For more building materials, don't use the logs themselves. Break them into 4 wooden planks, blocks each.
Where should you build your house?
My favorite thing to do and the thing that makes me feel the most safe is to make ladders right away and climb up into one of the tallest trees and start making a house there. Because really the only mob that could get you there are phantoms or spiders, as long as you have it lit up. So tree houses I think are like one of the safest places. Probably your biggest enemy up in a tree house is fall damage.
If you want to find a house, you shouldn't build in the open. You should like try to find the side of a mountain. Because you can mine and you can build a stairway down. Also, more mobs spawn in the open.
What if night comes and you haven't built a house yet?
In Minecraft, your persona is about 2 blocks high. So usually I dig about a 3 block deep hole of dirt, and then I just put a dirt block above me and stay in there for the night and break it every so often to see if it's daytime or yet.
So you're spending the night in a hole?
If you're really in that dire situation and you don't dig a hole and put yourself in it, you're probably gonna die.
I guess sleeping in a hole is better than dying, but it sounds like a boring way to spend the night. Also, uncomfortable. I'd rather sleep in a soft bed.
So basically, you can make a bed, and how you do that is
with wool and wood.
Like most things in Minecraft, you need to know the recipe to craft a bed.
So you need 3 pieces of just plain white wool. If you want to dye it with flowers, you can do that. Just 3 pieces and 3 pieces of wood.
A bed in Minecraft is more than just comfortable. When you're inside a house and you sleep in a bed, the night passes in a second. A bed has another important purpose, too.
So you don't have to start from the beginning when you die.
Sleeping in a bed sets a new spawn point. That means that if you die...
If you do die, which probably won't happen if you stay safe.
You come back to life in your bed, rather than the place where you started the game. That's a big deal, especially if you walked a long way before building your house. We'll get back to surviving the night soon. But first, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. If you don't want an Enderman to attack you, put one of these on your head.
Pumpkin.
This can be crafted from one coal and one stick.
Torch.
This boss mob shoots explosive skulls.
The Wither.
This type of block is indestructible in survival mode.
Bedrock.
This bird mob can be tamed by feeding it seeds.
Parrots.
Put these near an enchanting table to create higher level enchantments.
Bookshelves.
Let's get back to surviving our first night. Once you have a house, a crafting table, and a bed, what else do you need?
I think it'll take about 10 or 15 minutes for you to actually get your hunger down low enough that you'll start taking damage.
If you don't eat, you get hungrier and hungrier. Then you start taking damage. So how can you get food early in the game?
Well, usually there's either pig, sheep, cow, or chicken around you. You just have to walk up to one and use your fists again to kill them.
You can also use a sword to kill them.
You'll probably find raw chicken or like raw meat, and I usually eat that.
Raw meat? Yuck! Won't that make you sick?
If you eat raw food, I think that you might get like a sickness, and I don't think you will get your hunger would go up as much.
If this is your first night, like our situation is going, you're probably going to be eating raw food. It's kind of like a roulette. If you eat raw food, sometimes you'll get salmonella and start getting hungry faster.
Cooked food is better.
Once you have a furnace, you can cook your food so that it'll be better to your health.
Wow, you have a lot to do before the first night. You want to build a house and get some food. You want to make a crafting table, a bed, and a furnace. You might be wondering, how many minutes do I have to get all of that done?
I'm pretty sure it's 10.
10 minutes. That's our pro tip of the day. Sunset comes about 10 minutes after you begin your Minecraft game, and soon after that, the sky is completely dark. Time in Minecraft runs 72 times faster than time in real life. That means if you play Minecraft for one real life minute, 72 minutes pass in the game. If you play for one real life hour, 3 days pass in the game. How long do you think you would need to play in real life to pass a complete Minecraft year? You would need to play your world for about 122 real life hours for a whole year to pass in the game. Have you ever played a world for that long? Once the sun starts to set, it's usually a good idea to get inside.
And at night, I would recommend making a house and staying in it, because if you don't have a sword, you'll just get killed by the mobs.
Minecraft night is dangerous because lots of mobs only spawn in the dark.
If you don't get like a lighting source, then mobs will spawn and you'll be in trouble. And you probably don't have any weapons to defend yourself, so you're probably going to die and start over.
So zombies at day, if they're in the sun, they burn and then they die. So at night, there's no sun and they're in the shade. So that's when all the zombies come out.
At nighttime, I think mobs that are going to spawn more are spiders, zombies, or skeletons. So you probably have a big chance, if we are talking about what mob you're going to get attacked in the nighttime, of those three mobs getting you first.
So get inside, close your door, have a snack, go to bed. Soon, you'll have everything under control.
It usually takes me about 2 to 3 Minecraft days to have a stable house in a biome that I'm comfortable with living in.
I would probably say 5 days, maybe.
For me, it's like 7 or 8 days.
Those are Minecraft days, not real life days. How about you? Do you agree with everything you heard today? Do you have any other tips for surviving the first Minecraft night? Now, here's a story from Nikki about an epic Minecraft fail.
Okay, so here's a story about my epic fail. Once I had just tamed a brand new horse, I had wasted all my diamonds for diamond armor. I also got it a saddle. I decided to explore a cave so I could get my diamonds back with it. I brought my bow and arrow. Suddenly, I saw a bat in the sky. There was a gap, and when I tried shooting the bat, my arrow went through. Suddenly, when I looked back at my horse, it was right next to a creeper. I was praying that the creeper would not explode, when suddenly, the arrow that I just shot into the sky came straight down and hit the creeper. It exploded my horse. Now you're thinking, well, you could still pick up the armor, but it also made this area of lava come out on top of it. All those diamonds destroyed. The end.
On the next show, we'll meet the noble Iron Golem. Until then, here's a challenge for you. Start a new game in survival mode and see how much you can build before the first night. Can you make a house? A bed? Can you get food and weapons? Happy crafting!
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Pinna to listen to all the episodes, plus a ton of other awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and more. With content added daily, there is always something new to discover. Go to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.fm to start a free trial today.